local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, already had some rain in our area, but big rain back to our west. We'll get details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. And also, as of midnight last night, President Trump doing what he said he was going to do and imposing tariffs on Chinese products. Is this just something affecting Wall Street, or what could it mean for your household budget? We'll break that down as well. All coming up right here on Mobile Mornings. Traffic is first with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've got accident-free conditions as the school buses are rolling. Keep in mind, again, 20 miles an hour in those school zones. From Dolphin to McGregor, looks good so far. Airport, Spring Hill, and also Government and 65. You've seen some radar in those stretches, so be careful. But as you're traveling downtown, looks great. Coming in from the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway, no delays. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, our future calendar is as hot as a July bottle rocket. Coming up May 10th through 12th, the MSA presents the USA Gymnastics Region 5 Trampoline and Tumbling Championships to be held at the Mobile Civic Center. This sanctioned event will feature young competitors from 9 states vying for the chance to advance to the national championships. For more info, visit region5tt.com. Go all out. We do.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Heads up, of course, Mother's Day is on Sunday, and hopefully you've got a lot of your shopping done. But if Mom likes a fine bottle of wine, maybe a spirit, maybe craft beer, maybe Mom's cool like that, or even there's the Stogie Moms out there.
Yeah, all those Stogie Moms who like lighting up a cigar every now and then.
I'm thinking maybe a trip to Cottage Hill Package might be in order. Pick up something for Mom. And if you pick up something for yourself while you're there, hey, who am I to judge? Cottage Hill Package, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest, always with those great events, those tasting events, whether it be a wine or a craft beer, even those cigar events they have in the back lounge. You can check that out on their Facebook page. Just make sure to like Cottage Hill Package on Facebook. Go to their website, cottagehillpackage.com. Best yet, go see them in person at the corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. Grab something for Mom and something for yourself as you get ready for Mother's Day on Sunday. All right, I mentioned that tariffs went into effect last night. President Trump saying, doing what he said he was going to do with regards to the Chinese. Let's get a breakdown here. Here's what the Wall Street Journal was saying this morning. The impact of the U.S. tariff increase to 25% is unlikely to be felt right away. The goods facing that increase had already been subjected to that 10% tariff since September. Companies that have discussed the levies in earnings calls this year said that they planned for the tariff increase in their financial forecast. In other words, they've done some building it in. The bulk of the goods facing increased levies are capital and intermediate goods such as circuit boards, microprocessors, vehicle parts, and machinery. About $40 billion of consumer goods will also be hit by these tariffs. All told, over 5,000 different items are subject to the tariffs. Tariffs apply to goods leaving China and entering the United States after midnight. So as of now, air freight shipments will be hit right away, but cargo that was loaded onto ships in China, stuff that like comes in here to Mobile too, stuff that was loaded onto a ship in China before the Friday deadline and is already bound for U.S. ports is not subjected to the levies, so to the increases. So there are things out there from China that are floating in the Pacific that are not subject to this, but that will be the last run of those coming in.
They're almost grandfathered in.
They are, yeah, just by a few hours. But should the U.S. press ahead to levy tariffs on the remainder of Chinese imports, $325 billion worth of goods, according to President Trump, that would fall, that he said that could be part of this next levy. That would fall very heavily on us, the consumer. That's why I've been looking at it. There's two parts. There's a Wall Street component, and then there's just our family budget component. And $325 billion worth of goods would be a lot of consumer products. Those goods include iPhones and other mobile phones, clothing, laptops, and other everyday products that consumers rely on. And the United States tried to keep those items free from fresh tariffs to avoid consumer backlash that could undermine the U.S. trade effort. Any new tariffs would be weeks, if not months, away. The U.S. Trade Representative's office would need to identify the goods, seek comments on its choices, and hold hearings as well. The administration has moved carefully on tariffs to try to avoid being sued for failing to follow administrative procedure. Now, remember, this trade conflict started more than a year ago when the Trade Representative's office published a lengthy study saying that China systematically pressed U.S. companies to hand over technology to their competitors and favored its domestic firms with improper subsidies and other aid. The study also said U.S. companies were unfairly blocked from participating in Chinese financial and digital markets. We'll talk more about this coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, I know.
And this fresh round of sanctions comes, of course, after the American leadership says that China has kind of backtracked on some of those commitments that they've made in previous rounds of these talks. And they're talking again this week. They actually wrapped up talks last night, and President Trump said that they were congenial talks. But
yeah, he said he got this beautiful letter from President Xi. But beautiful letter or not, here's going to be one of the issues for this administration is how do you negotiate here? President Trump trying to negotiate here using tariffs as leverage against the Chinese. But do that before it hits regular consumer products. Yeah. And, you know, the way this, the president said, well, the Chinese will pay all these billions in tariffs. Now, tariffs are paid by people in the country, like the United States, that buy the product. So it will be American citizens. Now, the side note is, how long will it take American business to ramp up to fill the void if the price goes up by that much? For these Chinese-made products, will there be an American alternative that'll come in at that same price point or under, you know, the old price point or under, and be able to compete?
And also, how will China respond to these latest? Because they had a Commerce Ministry spokesperson say China deeply regrets that it will have to take necessary countermeasures. So I guess we'll see what they will do also.
Yeah, one of the problems here is, y'all, too, that this is a big, big globe, and you got to think about it this way, that if this tariff imbalance is, if the trade imbalance is rectified through tariffs here between the United States and China, well, the United States can find China better be sweating it because we can find places like Vietnam. Have you recognized the renewed interest in Vietnam from the United States? Places like Vietnam, other places to manufacture products at a cheaper price. Mm-hmm. So if they don't get it in China, it doesn't mean the jobs are coming here. It means it can go to some other nation out there, but maybe have a more fair trade balance with them. And on the flip side as well, you know, the U.S. can take their business there, but China can sell. There's a developing world and a lot of countries other than United States. Of course, we are the big Megilla, but they can sell those products they make there elsewhere. So this may just kind of may reach a new normal, or maybe this negotiation will work. We'll talk about it and what it means to you coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It's been 2 days and still no sign of a missing teenager named Jonathan Dunn of Mobile. Alabama law enforcement agency, they are hoping that someone knows something to bring this teenager home safely. They say he left his home on Wednesday, May 8th, and has not returned since. And as far as his direction of travel, it's unknown at this time. But if you have information about Jonathan Dunn's whereabouts, you're encouraged to call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office at 251-574-8633. News out of Montgomery this morning, and these are some headlines which are capturing national attention after what happened on the Senate chamber floor, forcing a postponed vote on the proposed abortion ban. Lawmakers, some Democrats and some Republicans, objected to the exceptions being removed without a roll call vote. Upset senators began shouting inside the chamber when some Republicans stripped exceptions for rape and incest from that bill. The Alabama bill would make performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh, he suggested lawmakers go home for the weekend and resume this debate next Tuesday. Four states have approved abortion bans once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The defense attorney for a Pensacola mother claims her 9-year-old daughter was out of control, and that is why she let a 325-pound woman sit on her. Derricka Lindsay died in 2017. More witnesses are expected to be called to testify today before her mother, Gracie Smith's manslaughter trial, wraps up. Police have identified the victim of a homicide in Mobile Wednesday night. 25-year-old DeJuan Robertson was found shot on Cloverleaf Circle. He was rushed to the hospital where he died. The search for his killer continues this morning. Four people are now charged in connection to the death of a Biloxi police officer. Three of the four are charged with accessory after the murder for allegedly helping Darian Atkinson hide. Those three face up to 40 years in prison. Atkinson, who will be back in court today, faces the death penalty if convicted. And a $3,000 reward is being offered for information about the person who shot and killed an alligator at a sanctuary in Summerdale. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's your favorite time of year. Time for panic. Widespread panic. Labor Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, August 31st and September 1st, Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Widespread Panic. Produced by March 1 Music and Red Mountain Entertainment.
Two NBA playoff round two series heading to Game 7. The NHL Conference Finals begin, and Pensacola's Doug Baldwin released by the Seattle Seahawks. It's 7:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association. In the NBA playoffs, Philadelphia beat Toronto 112-101 to even their series at three games apiece and force Game 7 in Toronto on Sunday.
And a well-deserved standing ovation from the Philly faithful because the Sixers played lights out.
Jimmy Butler led Philly with 25 points, and six Philadelphia players scored at least 10. Toronto was led by Kawhi Leonard with 29 points. That's the first time that he has scored less than 30 in this series. The winner of Sunday's game will advance to the Eastern Conference Finals, where they will face the Milwaukee Bucks. In the second game of the night, Damian Lillard scored 32 points and led Portland past Denver 119-108 and force a Game 7 tomorrow in Denver.
Lillard in rhythm.
C.J. McCollum added 30 points, and Rodney Hood came off the bench with a career playoff-high 25 points for the Blazers. The winner of tomorrow's game will face the winner of the series between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. And in news from that series, Golden State's Kevin Durant had an MRI yesterday after injuring his right leg on Wednesday night. Warriors coach Steve Kerr says that Durant has a right calf strain and will not play in the rest of his team's Western Conference semifinals against the Houston Rockets.
That's obviously a huge loss, but our team has a lot of confidence. We trust each other. They've won championships together. So we come out and we give it our best shot.
Kerr did say that he's confident Durant will be able to return in the conference finals if Golden State can close out this series. In the NHL playoffs, Boston beat Carolina 5-2 to win Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. Carolina led 2-1 going into the third period before Boston's Marcus Johansson and Patrice Bergeron scored power play goals 28 seconds apart to take a 3-2 lead. An empty netter from Charlie Coyle and a breakaway goal from Chris Wagner gave the Bruins a 3-goal victory. Now the teams will prepare for Game 2 in Boston on Sunday. In NFL news, the Seattle Seahawks announced yesterday that they've terminated the contracts of wide receiver Doug Baldwin and safety Cam Chancellor. Both had failed physical designations. Baldwin's from Pensacola. He's 30 years old now and had an injury-riddled 2018 season. Reports came during this year's NFL draft that Baldwin was contemplating retirement after under undergoing his second surgery of the offseason. Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker Telvin Smith announced on Instagram yesterday that he will not play football this year, but he did leave open the possibility of return in 2020 or afterwards. Smith said that he needs to take time off for his family and for his health. And ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the Miami Dolphins are making Xavien Howard the NFL's highest-paid cornerback, giving him a five-year, $76.5 million deal with $46 million guaranteed. The 25-year-old is coming off his first Pro Bowl season with the Dolphins. He was the NFL's co-interception leader last year with 7 interceptions. On the PGA Tour, Denny McCarthy leads after round one of the AT&T Byron Nelson. McCarthy shot a career-low 8-under par 63 for a one-stroke lead over Tyler Duncan and Tom Hodge. And in the major leagues yesterday, Atlanta continued its West Coast slide with a 3-2 loss to Arizona in 10 innings. The Braves have now lost 4 games in a row after being swept by the LA Dodgers. 7:21 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by the American Softball Association, the top women's professional softball league in the USA, and it's located right here in our very own backyard. The ASBA currently looking for host families for the upcoming 6-week-long season. It begins in mid-June. If you're interested in having a professional softball player help teach and mentor your softball player this summer, or if you just want to show these pro athletes some Southern hospitality, you can find out more about becoming a host family at asbasoftball.com.
All right, headlines with Kelly on the way, plus Kane with traffic and Dr. Bill with our forecast right now.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, everybody. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, have a new wreck there at 90 and Hamilton Boulevard. Wreckers have been called out, but not there yet. Traffic flow looks good. It's picking up from Fairhope and Daphne and starting to build across the Bayway westbound lanes into the downtown area in the tunnels. But for now, the only accident we've got is 90 and Hamilton, and it's not a major player. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. With over 40 years' experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff and guaranteed color matching for your vehicle. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
724 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and glad to have you here. Text line open for you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, online opinion poll question on the front page of FMTalk1065.com, brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. How much would you be willing to pay in tolls on the new I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? Right now, 21% of y'all say zero. 20, and that's not how much you want to pay, how much you'd be willing to pay. 26% say $1, 18% say $2, 24% of y'all say $3, 9% say $4, nobody would pay $5, and 3% would pay $6. We'll talk about that more coming up in just a little bit. And also, while you're there, remember, check out three big things, top stories of the day, listed on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. And you could check out the latest here on the Alabama lottery bill vote. And also, North Korea suspected of firing those two new missiles that have fingerprints. well, not literally, but figuratively, of the Russians on them. Talk about that and more stories coming up. You can check them out. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. And also, a reminder, tomorrow, Daphne's 7th Annual Beer Festival. 99 bottles of beer on the lawn at Southern Napa, with 99 different beers to sample from Mobile and Baldwin County, Alabama, the Southeast, and around the world. Give you a chance of winning some tickets to that coming up today. But you can also go ahead and purchase your tickets, southernnapa.com. Southernnapa.com. Tickets are just $35. But if you use our promo code FMTalk, you'll save $5 a ticket. We'll talk more about that in just a little bit. Kelly's got her headlines now.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Medicinal marijuana back in the headlines as the Alabama Senate has approved a bill authorizing the use of medical marijuana for some medical conditions. The bill was approved Thursday morning on a 17-6 vote. Republican Senator Tim Melson of Florence says research shows that medical marijuana can offer relief to patients with certain chronic illnesses. That bill would set up a state oversight commission and a process for prescribing marijuana for people with medical conditions like autism spectrum disorder, epilepsy, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, multiple sclerosis, muscle disorders, opioid addiction, pain syndromes, or pain associated with other medical conditions and post-traumatic stress disorder. Patients with a valid medical cannabis card could not be charged with marijuana possession. Patients would have to have a doctor's recommendation and a second opinion and meet other conditions. This bill now moves to the House of Representatives. Thursday's weather severe for some in our area, with tornado watches even issued. And now we know other portions of our state have been confirmed to have seen tornadic activity here in Alabama. The National Weather Service in Huntsville has confirmed that a tornado did touch down along the Alabama-Tennessee line Thursday afternoon. A meteorologist surveying that damage near U.S. 231 and Hunter Road in Madison County found evidence of an EF0 tornado with peak winds of 85 miles per hour. The Weather Service says that most of the damage surveyed was on the Tennessee side of the border, but there could be some downed trees on the Alabama side. The Weather Service will continue to inspect the damaged path later today. Of course, our very own Dr. Bill, he'll join us in a few short minutes to give us a closer look at yesterday's weather, today's, and the weekend as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thanks, Kelly. Plus, yeah, we'll get the weekend weather scale, although I don't have very big hopes for the score for this weekend. Sorry, moms, does not look like a good one for going outside. You have to do the Mother's Day stuff inside. All right. Also on the way, turning up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour, 343-0106. That's our phone number and text line. We'll talk about the tolling question. Also, we'll get into some discussion of what's going on right now in Montgomery, as there's a bunch of bills out there. I think the one that has the most attention, and of course had national attention right now, is the, what do you want to call it? Some people call it chaos. I've heard chaos, hubbub, kerfuffle,
hijinks,
something like that, as the Alabama Senate erupted into shouts yesterday as some political maneuvering was done. In other words, one of those, like, you bring something up and you immediately, you know, say, okay, no motions or motion, yeah, moving on.
And they were trying to be slick.
It turned into a lot more than that. We'll get you that audio coming up in just a little bit, and also talk about what they were doing. Plus other bills, like Kelly mentioned, medical marijuana and a whole lot more. And what about the lotto? We'll get into that all straight ahead.
WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The man accused of shooting and killing Biloxi police officer Robert McKeithen will be back in court today. Darian Atkinson is charged with capital murder. Today we could learn whether or not Atkinson will request a court-appointed attorney. In 2017, Mississippi added law enforcement officers to the state's hate crime law, doubling the penalties for people who commit crimes against officers. Alabama is considering a similar law after the deaths of two officers this year, including Mobile police officer Sean Tudor. The bill has been approved by a Senate committee. Alabama lawmakers are considering a bill that would eliminate a religious exemption to vaccinations. House Bill 592 cites an immediate public health crisis as more than 700 cases of measles have been reported in the U.S. this year, one in Alabama. The bill would remove the exemption for public and private schools. And a $3,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to the arrest of the person who shot and killed an alligator at a sanctuary in Summerdale. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
The steal of a deal savings continue now through May 30th at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Get a Colonial 23 White Gloss Flag Edition 25 long gun safe with 60 minutes of fire protection. Pickup price only $14.99. Or a Presidential 50 Black Gloss Finish 39 long gun safe with 2.5 hours of fire protection. Pickup price only $63.99. 18 months no interest on safes over $2,500 and 12 months no interest on safes over $1,000. Visit MWLiberty.com, like us on Facebook, or just look for the giant Liberty Safe at I-65 and Moffett Road.
This Republican Congressman Will Hurd says there is an alternative to tariffs that won't hurt American consumers. Build it here.
If a U.S. company can't do something in China, then a Chinese company can't do that in the United States of America. This is something that we can do by ourselves on our own.
The U.S. has raised tariffs, billions in imports from China, from 10 to 25%. 3 to 6 inches of rain fell overnight in Harris County, Texas, which includes Houston. The county's flood control district meteorologist is Jeff Linder.
If you don't have to get out, don't get out. A majority of the school districts have closed, and there's still a lot of high water out there in the roads.
Both suspects in a suburban Denver school shooting are due back in court today as prosecutors file charges in the attack that claimed one student's life. 8 others were injured. On Wall Street, the Dow is down in futures trading, 138 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Federal lawmakers have introduced a bill that would give student loan borrowers the power to leave that debt behind when they file for bankruptcy protection. The proposal would enable bankrupt student loan borrowers to cancel the debt, along with medical bills, credit card debt, and other payment obligations. Erasing student loans while in bankruptcy is very difficult, even for borrowers who face extreme financial difficulties. The bill marks the first time Senate lawmakers have proposed giving student loan borrowers the power to cancel their federal student loans. The Securities and Exchange Commission has advanced a proposal that would exempt public companies with less than $100 million in annual revenue from regular outside audits, part of a broader effort to entice more companies to go public. Under the plan, smaller public companies, such as those in the healthcare, IT, and biotech industries, would get a pass from outside audits of their systems for preventing accounting errors and fraud, erasing rules to put in place nearly 2 decades ago. Now that's Your Money Now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And we've had our rain so far in our area, a few showers here and there, but I'm looking at the radar back to the west, and holy cow, that's a line of storms.
Well, it sure is, and it's right at the associated with a weather front.
fact, it's pretty much a stalled front right now from northern Alabama all the way out to Houston. And it's going to stay in that position for at least the next day or so. And then finally on Sunday, it'll start moving to the east and get into our area. But in the meantime, showers and thunderstorms will be forming across Alabama, Mississippi, and of course already across Louisiana. And they all will respond to a series of upper air disturbances that'll move along the front. And that will, of course, create clusters of thunderstorms. So we'll see some thunderstorm activity today, mainly this afternoon. It's quiet right now across our area. But as we get into the afternoon hours, we'll start to see showers and thunderstorms develop. The high today, about 82, 83 degrees. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms are possible, especially in the evening. And low tonight will be in the 70s, 72 degrees. Then for Saturday, mostly cloudy day. Again, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. And the high tomorrow getting into the mid-80s. Then on Sunday, that frontal system will move into our area and then across and move to the east of us Sunday night. But for Sunday, a cloudy day with a very good chance for showers and thunderstorms. We may see a few severe thunderstorms develop, and the high about 82 degrees for Sunday afternoon. Monday, things improve. All that rain will move on to the east. Still a few showers are possible on Monday, but it'll be partly cloudy and a high of 82 degrees. It looks like from now on, well, right on through Sunday, we could pick up around 2, possibly as much as 4 inches of rain here in Mobile, and larger totals to the north of the city. We get into interior southwest Alabama and southeast Mississippi.
I got to think that that's going to lead to flooding, if not here, definitely to our north.
Yeah, they've already had quite a bit of rain yesterday. We picked up the airport officially 0.74, but there were several inches of rain that fell over interior areas yesterday. So the ground is very wet, and any additional rain is going to be runoff in those areas. And, of course, we have anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain. That's possible through the weekend. If you look at all the rain now occurring in Louisiana, that's going to be moving to the east over the weekend.
All right, so let's help us navigate through this weekend. It's rain every day. Are there any, if you had to pick something, a window for outside activities, is there any window at all? Is it tomorrow morning? Is it in the evening? Where? When?
Well, Saturday would be the better of the 2 days, and it looks like most of the activity will occur during the afternoon hours. Can't rule out the morning, but if you want to get some things done on Saturday, probably your best chance will be in the morning.
All right. So with that being said, I don't have high hopes here for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale score, but that's what we do on Fridays. It lies somewhere between 1 and 2, Dr. Bill. So, ouch. What do you say?
I'm going to be a little bit optimistic on this, and we'll go with a
1.6370. Wow. I mean, you're just trying to not get me down in the dumps, or you want to stay in good graces with all the mothers out there before the weekend starts?
Yeah, it looks like Saturday again will be the best day. We'll be surprised to see a little bit of sunshine here and there on Saturday. But then Sunday, we have to keep a close eye on that because of the thunderstorm activity and the possibility of some severe thunderstorms on Sunday.
All right. Well, and mentioning Mother's Day, you tell your wife, you tell the missus, I said happy Mother's Day.
I will pass that along.
She's patient. She has many children.
Thank you, your wife.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and they're both patient women. You know that.
Yes.
That's for sure. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Okay.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and our exclusive forecast and weekend weather scale. And his wife is a real gem. She's awesome. She's awesome. And she is very tolerant. It's a good thing. You have to have your children and Dr. Bill, right? Yes, keeps you busy. All right, on the way, we'll check in with Alec Naiman, find out what's cooking Right now, we'll get ready to check traffic with Kane next.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a former Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We do have an accident out Moffitt right between Forest Hill Drive and Oak Hamilton and Highway 90 working another accident. State troopers there, Highway 45 at the 20-mile marker, an 8-mile car abandoned after crashing in the Woodline. Wreckers heading there now. Tomorrow night at Deep South Speedway, I-10 Loxley exit and 4 miles north on the left. It's the opening night of the racetrack with 602 late models, modifieds, pure stocks, bombers, and stingers. Get the complete list at DeepSouthSpeedwayLA.com. Racing tomorrow night. And I'm Kane with you at the Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. And yeah, we'll keep our eyes on that radar as the bulk of those storms are back to our west, soaking the folks in Louisiana and into interior Mississippi and Alabama. That's all heading our way, slowly, but heading our way. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and the expanded LCM now with the Truck Center. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, we need trucks. Help.
Yeah, you've got, you know, you have a big selection of trucks already at LCM, but now you've got the additional real estate focused on trucks, so you're looking to buy.
Absolutely. Like we talked about off the air, I've been on the internet already this morning. Matter of fact, I got it up in front of me right now. And talking to our buyers, we got to find some trucks. So if anybody's out there that's got a truck they want to sell, come see us.
Yeah, we want to tell you all something about Larry, too. The trucks he has for sale at LCM and now the Truck Center are the trucks we're looking for. I'm not going to date you here, but you've been doing it long enough around here. You know what we're looking for.
Absolutely. And like I say, we always listen to our customers. And if we don't have something, then we always make a note of it. And we call it a missed sale.
All right. If people want to talk a little financing with you, too, they come out and do that on site.
Absolutely. Right here on site, we've got a tremendous array of lenders for all types of situations. We have credit unions, you know, the banks, finance companies, and a lot of local lenders.
All right. Give us directions to come check you out and see the new expanded LCM.
Yeah. Come see us on the corner of Plantation and Highway 90. Look us up online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
All
you
right.
too.
All right. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 742. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Alabama lawmakers are hoping this makes for a winning combination now that an Alabama House committee has adopted a new version of a bill to set up a state lottery in the state of Alabama. The difference is how the money would be distributed. The House Economic Development and Tourism Committee adopted the bill by Representative Steve Klaus. This bill would direct 75% of net lottery revenues to the general fund and 25% to the Education Trust Fund. The original version by Senator Greg Albatron would have first applied the revenue to pay back the Alabama Trust Fund for transfers made to support the state budget from 2013 through 2015 and would have split lottery revenues between the general fund, a new reserve fund, and the Alabama Trust Fund. Albatron's bill passed the Senate last month. The committee is expected to vote on the lottery bill next week. And the bill is a proposed amendment to the state constitution. It would need 63 votes in the 104-member House to pass, and the House and Senate would have to agree on the same version. If approved by the legislature, it would go on the ballot for voters for March 2020. The lottery is projected to raise about $167 million a year after prizes and expenses are paid. Three teens in Sarah Land are facing multiple charges as all three are accused of breaking into multiple vehicles and taking items from those cars. Sarah Land PD spotted the trio on Calioka Road Road. Early Wednesday morning, all three have been charged with 10 counts of breaking and entering a vehicle. The suspects have been identified as 18-year-old Dylan Moore and 19-year-old Randall Dixon. And there is a young person under the age of 18 who's not being identified at this time. Moore has also been charged with third-degree burglary for an unrelated case. Detectives say they recovered some of the stolen items and information on additional cases in other jurisdictions. Moore and Dixon were booked into Metro Jail here in Mobile. The juvenile was booked into the Strickland Youth Center. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Free, 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 free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The defense attorney for a Pensacola mother claims her 9-year-old daughter was out of control, and that is why she let a 325-pound woman sit on her. Derricka Lindsay died in 2017. More witnesses are expected to be called to testify today before her mother, Gracie Smith's manslaughter trial, wraps up. Police have identified the victim of a homicide in Mobile Wednesday night. 25-year-old DeJuan Robertson was found shot on Cloverleaf Circle. He was rushed to the hospital where he died. The search for his killer continues this morning. Four people are now charged in connection to the death of a Biloxi police officer. Three of the four are charged with accessory after the murder for allegedly helping Darian Atkinson hide. Those three face up to 40 years in prison. Atkinson, who will be back in court today, faces the death penalty if convicted. And a $3,000 reward is being offered for information about the person who shot and killed an alligator at a sanctuary in Summerdale. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Two NBA Round 2 series heading to a Game 7. The NHL Conference Finals begin, and Pensacola's Doug Baldwin released by the Seattle Seahawks. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, Philadelphia beat Toronto 112-101 to even their series at three games apiece and force Game 7 in Toronto on Sunday.
And a well-deserved standing ovation from the Philly faithful because the Sixers played lights out.
Jimmy Butler led Philly with 25 points, and six Philadelphia players scored at least 10. Toronto led by Kawhi Leonard with 29 points. It's the first time he's scored less than 30 points in this series. The winner of Sunday's game will advance to the Eastern Conference Finals to face the Milwaukee Bucks. In the second game, Damian Lillard scored 32 points and led Portland past Denver 119-108 and force a Game 7 tomorrow in Denver.
Lillard in rhythm. It's game time! Another one. He's got 12.
C.J. McCollum added 30 points, and Rodney Hood came off the bench with a career playoff high 25 points for the Blazers. The winner of tomorrow's game will face the winner of the series between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. In news from that series, Golden State's Kevin Durant had an MRI yesterday after injuring his right leg on Wednesday night. Warriors coach Steve Kerr says that Durant has a right calf strain and will not play in the rest of his team's Western Conference semifinal series against the Houston Rockets.
That's obviously a huge loss, but our team has a lot of confidence. We trust each other. They've won championships together. So we come out and we give it our best shot.
Kerr did say that he's confident Durant will be able to return in the conference finals if Golden State can close out this series. In the NHL playoffs, Boston beat Carolina 5-2 to win Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. Carolina led 2-1 going into the third period before Boston's Marcus Johansson and Patrice Bergeron scored power play goals 28 seconds apart to take a 3-2 lead.
Bergeron! Another power play goal!
An empty netter from Charlie Coyle and a breakaway goal from Chris Wagner gave the Bruins a 3-goal victory. Now the teams will prepare for Game 2 in Boston on Sunday. In NFL news, the Seattle Seahawks announced yesterday that they've terminated the contracts of wide receiver Doug Baldwin and safety Cam Chancellor. Both had failed physical designations. Baldwin is from Pensacola. He's 30 years old, had an injury-riddled 2018 season. Reports came during this year's NFL draft that Baldwin was contemplating retirement after undergoing his second surgery of the offseason. Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker Telvin Smith announced on Instagram yesterday that he will not play football this year, but he did leave open the possibility of a return after 2020. Smith said that he needs to take some time off for his family and for his health. And ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the Miami Dolphins are making Xavien Howard the NFL's highest-paid cornerback. The Dolphins are giving Howard a 5-year, $76.5 million deal with $46 million guaranteed. The 25-year-old's coming off his first Pro Bowl season. He was the NFL's co-interception leader with 7 picks in 12 games. On the PGA Tour, Denny McCarthy leads after round one of the AT&T Byron Nelson. Got to make sure people don't think Jenny McCarthy leads.
Wondering last hour when you said that. I was like, you're disambiguating Jenny McCarthy from
Denny. Yeah, because Denny McCarthy's the leader at the Byron Nelson. He shot a career low 8 under par 63 yesterday for a 1-stroke lead over Tyler Duncan and Tom Hodge. And in the major leagues, Atlanta continued its West Coast slide with a 3-2 loss to Arizona in 10 innings. The Braves have now lost 4 in a row after being swept by the LA Dodgers. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department still working an accident in Moffitt between Forest Hill Drive and Overlook. Also got one in Hamilton and Highway 90. Traffic looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Accident-free conditions continue from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Ford. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
752 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday and tomorrow night at the Wharf Amphitheater, Jim Gaffigan and the Quality Time Tour hitting the stage at 7:30. Doors open at 6 and tickets are on sale now. Or you could just be caller number 6 right now at 343-0106 and win a pair of tickets right now. Last set, last chance. Quality Time Tour, Jim Gaffigan. That is tomorrow night, 7:30, Wharf Amphitheater, caller number 6 at 343-0106. You win. Good luck. Right now, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News is out when it comes to the safest and most dangerous military towns, and Alabama makes the list on both sides of the aisle. We begin with the safest military town named Quantico, Virginia. VentaventSource.com looked at Navy, Army, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard installations to identify the 10 safest and 10 least safe military towns in America. The rankings were determined by looking at more than 200 active U.S. military bases from all five branches of armed services and then examining the FBI's 2017 Uniform Crime Reports data. And they focus particularly on violent and property crime rates per capita. So the top three safest military installations, Quantico, Virginia, Shiremanstown, Pennsylvania, and Bedford, Massachusetts. But on the opposite end of the spectrum, the 10 most dangerous military towns were number one, Anniston, Alabama, the Anniston Army Depot, Leesville, Louisiana, and Baltimore, Maryland, Coast Guard Yard. Now, here's some good news, though. Making 58th place as a safe place, Redstone Arsenal in Madison County, 69th safest, Fort Rucker in Daleville, and 184th safest, Aviation Training Coast Guard Center. It's graduation season, and students nationwide are being rewarded and awarded for their efforts in the classroom, courtesy of the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. The winners were selected from a pool of 15,000 finalists in this scholarship program. The students were judged to have the strongest combination of accomplishments, skills, and potential for success. Here are a number of names in our area. These Alabama students are receiving $2,500 scholarships. Alexander Vick attends St. Michael Catholic High School. Peyton Aiken attends Fairhope High School, as does Jacob Newsom. He also attends Fairhope High School. Danielle Flores attends McGill-Tulin Catholic High School. And Kaline attends UMS Wright Preparatory School. Danielle Risk attends St. Paul's Episcopal School. And Brooke Swain attends UMS Wright Preparatory School. And Reed Robinson attends Alabama School of Math and Science. If you know these young people, these young scholars, be sure to congratulate them. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Congrats, John and Daphne, picking up a pair of tickets, the last pair of tickets to see Jim Gaffigan at the Wharf tomorrow night. Congratulations, John, and all of the other winners over the last few weeks here at FM Talk 106.5.
All right, this is one of these key cooking weekends for us guys out there, because it's Mother's Day weekend, and this is when we attempt to try to do some of the to help out. And there's a lot of dudes that cook out there, but there's some of us that aren't as good as others, so we lean on one of the ones that's really good at it to give us some recommendations. Alec Naaman, Naaman's Catering, and we'll find out what's cooking. Hey, Alec.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Happy Mama's Day coming up.
That's for sure. And you've got a recipe for us this morning that I think mamas will love, Italian red pepper bruschetta. Walk us through this.
Well, I like this one a lot. This is kind of like a little appetizer to get started while you're out there grilling something for mama, you know. So I always get me like these nice big Italian loaves of Italian bread, you know, like the big French bread, but they're much fatter and got a lot more bread to it. But anyhow, I just basically cut the bread in half and get it all ready, you know. And then I take a little skillet and I saute me some garlic and all that kind of good stuff, you know, and some red bell peppers and some onions. I hit it with a little bit of oregano and basil and thyme. And I let all that just kind of simmer down and get it all fixed up. Then I cool it just a little bit. And then I take and I toss in some fresh basil and some fresh parsley and some fresh oregano, you know, the leaves and everything. And then once that gets out, I put it through a little food processor and puree it up pretty good. And then I take and I spread it all over the inside of the French bread, the Italian bread we got here. And then I put me some slices of tomato across the top, and I put a little Parmesan and a little provolone cheese and then a little Parmesan cheese on top. And I slide it in the oven for a few minutes and let that cheese all melt all over, and the bread gets a little crunchy. And we slice it up into little 1-inch or 2-inch bite-sized pieces. And, man, we just appetize them while I'm out there cooking some grilled chicken kebabs and some tuna kebabs for Mama, you know, because Mama liked that kind of stuff, all right?
You just use appetizing as a verb. I like that. All right, even better is having you cook these recipes for us. There are the other hundreds of recipes with Naaman's Catering. How do we do that?
Well, listen, man, you call us 473-3900. If you want a little Mother's Day package where make it real easy, we can make you some different things and season it, marinate it for the grill, make you some stuff you can slide in the oven and just bake, make life easy while y'all enjoying and celebrating with mama and everything. And so call us 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namanscatering.com. I'm going to tell you, call me today, though, because you want to pick it up tomorrow, because I'm going to be celebrating Mama's Day on Sunday. So don't pick ups on Sunday.
All right. Very, very good. Yes, we hear at the last minute you're going to still take care of us on this Friday.
Oh, yeah. You know, mamas are important, okay? Me and you wouldn't be here without our mamas, okay? You know what I'm saying?
That's what the textbook told me, so I'm going to go with that. Alec, as always, man, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
Man, y'all have a great weekend, and go Jack!
There it is. What's cooking? Do it every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5. And it's obviously very important at the Mother's Day weekend Eve. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay close. No, I won't.